I not only want to build a legacy for my family and for my kids, but I want to be able to contribute more to my community. I want to be able to do things, you know, kind of that corporate sometimes doesn't allow you to do, and kind of do it my way. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be with a company that gives me support and resources that have allowed me to be successful, you know, with their processes and their roadmap that they allowed me to work within. But I've learned things, as I mentioned, from working with other businesses and helping them with their processes that I'm like, man, I really want to try this on my own. And I know that if I find the right vehicle or the right company that will allow me to kind of incorporate these things on my own, that I think I could bet on myself and be pretty successful.
Welcome to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning into the FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of FranCoach, and your podcast host. Today, I am just silly excited to talk to our guest today. We've got another installment of our series called In Their Words. This is cleverly titled because we're going to hear in the words of former FranCoach clients who have now become franchise owners. We're going to talk about their background, what led them to consider franchise ownership, how they navigated the process with the FranCoach team, what franchise they chose, how it's gone so far, and all sorts of other things. The guest we're going to talk to today just signed his franchise agreement a couple weeks ago, already in training with the goal of being open, hopefully in July in the Atlanta market. So we're excited to talk to him. But before we tell you that story, we have to tell you this one. FranCoach, who are we? We are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. That's us. We're not here to talk about us. We're here to talk about our guest today, Mr. Barry Harley from wonderful Atlanta, Georgia, who is a brand spanking new owner of The Grounds Guys. Barry, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Hey, Sam, no, thank you for having me. Excited. Looking forward to the discussion.
Well, good, because it's going to be mostly you talking. So I hope you brought your A game there, my friend, because nobody wants to hear me, and especially when I'm battling a cold, which is Lindsay, our editor, is going to have her work cut out for us on this one. So tell me, man, we got a bunch of stuff I want to hit up with you, and just in all transparency, been very fortunate doing this business for the last 6.5 years, and I work with smart, successful, awesome people all day long. But seriously, I mean, you are one of my favorite people I've ever gotten to know, and just kind of become friends along the way. And I'm just kind of silly excited for you to get rolling with this. But give everybody a little scoop, man. Who's Barry? What's give us a little kind of that high level look at kind of background from your standpoint.
No, absolutely, man. And pleasure. It's been a pleasure working with you as well. And I truly appreciate it. I'm Barry Harley, about 16, 17 years in corporate America. Been in sales for about, pretty much 20 years. But recently worked with a company in industrial supplies and being an account manager, strictly being a consultant. Taking a consultative approach with customers and helping them streamline their processes when it comes to manufacturing plants. So government entities kind of been my last 16 years of corporate work. So that's I love sales. I have a passion for people and working with people and helping them solve their issues. One of the things that has helped me along the way is learning about business, from the entities and the plants that I've worked with and working with safety managers, plant managers, procurement advisors. And so it's just something that over these last few years, I just realized, man, I've learned a lot, and I've had fun. And So that's kind of my background and where I come from and what I've done the last 16 to 20 years.
And you've been very, very successful with a very large corporation that if we said the name, everybody would know who they are. and still employed, which I think is a key thing, because a lot of times we're working with folks that are in that transition. You could just kept rolling right where you were for probably a long time. What's really kind of got you even thinking about starting to look at franchise ownership?
No, so true, man. You know, I credit my corporate job for allowing me to, I mean, I was in my mid-20s when I started with my company, and they've given me a great, helped me buy a house for my family, helped me provide a comfortable lifestyle for my three kids now. So very, very thankful and very, you know, it's been a huge part of the success and journey with them. But yeah, I realized, like, man, I'm enjoying and loving, everything about my job. And again, just, I have three kids now. It's like, man, you know, I want to do something bigger. I not only want to build a legacy for my family and for my kids, but I want to be able to contribute more to my community. I want to be able to do things, you know, kind of that corporate sometimes doesn't allow you to do, and kind of do it my way. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be with a company that gives me support and resources that have allowed me to be successful, you know, with their processes and their roadmap that they allowed me to work within. But I've learned things, as I mentioned, from working with other businesses and helping them with their processes that I'm like, man, I really want to try this on my own. And I know that if I find the right vehicle or the right company that will allow me to kind of incorporate these things on my own, that I think I could bet on myself and be pretty successful. So, you know, that's kind of where I got to that point. But the number one driving factor was all about really wanting to focus and build something for my kids and leave something bigger. I know when I leave my company, I can't give them the role that I have or the success that I built there. So that was the thing that kind of led to me looking into doing something outside of the corporate environment.
Well, and you and I've talked about this a lot. I think, you know, we've got my boy is the same age as your mm-hmm. your twins, right? And mm-hmm. Which, you know, bless your wife's heart for dealing with you and twin boys. So let's be real honest and talk about the star of the Harley family and age you.
It's her all day.
So, but that piece, it is real. And it's one of my favorite things about being a business owner is that my kid, who's about to turn 8, understands business ownership. I mean, not a lot mm-hmm. yet, but he's starting to understand it and sees those opportunities. And it gives you the lifestyle to, be able to take him to school, be able to be at those things that I want to be at. Next week, I'm going to be on vacation for a week, right? And to be able to do those things and still, still be successful professionally. And then I just, every time you and I have gotten talking about that, it's probably ended up being a big old tangent because we just like keep nodding up and down and agreeing with each other. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys being able to kind of have that same yes. lifestyle and same effect on your kids, right? So very
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So tell everybody too. So you had, before we connected, I want you to I'm going to be a little shameless on this. How we connected, right? I already told you I was going to do mm-hmm. that. And then, but you had kind of looked at this, what, a year or so prior, didn't really find anything, but what kind of got you back in the mode of this and how did all that transpire?
No, great. And that's a huge point that I want to share is, I toyed and looked at things a couple of years ago. And honestly, you know, I've been married with my wife for about, matter of fact, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary coming up, but my father-in-law owns a business in Charleston. And, I early on in our marriage, I would sit down and have conversations with him about business. And I shared the idea of franchising. And that was something that he thought that he wasn't so keen on. And so I shied away from it. And then a couple of years ago, I came back around and, you know, looked and did research on my own. And I still didn't pull the trigger. And on a road trip to go see a family member, I started looking at podcasts and trying to find podcasts to listen to, and I landed on Fran Coach. And I listened, I mean, a 2-hour trip, I think I listened to about 10 or 11 of the episodes. And I was like, man, you know, this is really, you touched on a lot of points that that things that I had not thought about. And it got me thinking in a different direction. And so obviously the next step was to reach out to you. And to your point earlier, I really connected with you once we talked and you started sharing with me about your son and how he gets to see you do what you do and how he talks about business. And that is what I wanted. And that's exactly what, I mean, that was the biggest thing. And it resonated with me along with, you know, your approach and your processes, but, we quickly identify, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is exactly what I want. So the conversation my father-in-law used to have with me kind of left out the back of the back door. And I started realizing this is something I want. And talking to Janine and sharing with her our process and the conversations you and I were having. And she agreed, like, man, that sounds great. You know, you're taking the right approach. You know, being a consultant in the world that I'm in myself, having you as a consultant, someone to walk through that, was really helpful and helped me kind of navigate the process and got me all excited, brought me where I am today.
Well, and the bad thing about that was you had listened to all those podcasts, so you'd already heard my shtick. So I was kind of didn't have a lot of material to go to with yeah. you. But it did. But talk about that. Once we kind of built out what you wanted, right? And we... Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite parts of the process is introducing franchises to people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I said this to you. I said this to almost everybody. There's a good chance one of the franchises I introduce to people, they're going to roll their eyes at me. They're going to think, I'm off my rocker. What are you doing? That's terrible. And I will say, I don't care. You're going to talk to them anyway. Right. So
right.
One of the three, you kind of admitted, you rolled your eyes at me about. And it was the Grounds guys that you are now a franchise owner of. So how do you go from thinking I'm nuts, which isn't entirely inaccurate, but how do you go from thinking I'm nuts to, oh my gosh, this is the franchise for me? So kind of walk us through a little of that progression over 6 to 8 weeks.
Absolutely. No. Yeah. And it's crazy because like you said, I had listened to your episodes and I knew when you put those three in front of me, I was like, no way I'm going to, you know, I think I'll like them all. Right. Cause we had great conversations. You found out a lot about me. But yeah. And the first thing I told you when we talked about the Grounds guys, like, Tim, I'm terrified of snakes. This is not going to work. I'm not going to do this. And, but you know, again, you assured me, and we talked about the model and the business model and that got me excited, but absolutely. So over time, again, I still felt that it wasn't going to be what I thought that I would end up doing. But to your point, I enjoyed the process of speaking to each of those franchises. And when I spoke to Grounds guy, John, my franchise director, I mean, I still, in the initial call, was like, this isn't it. And I had conversations with Janine. And I started realizing that, hey, the model that I was looking for was to transition fully out of corporate America. And I enjoy doing things like coaching. I enjoy doing things like developing people. I enjoy building a team. And I also started talking to the other franchise owners and getting on the calls that the Grounds guys offered and allow franchise owners to share and talk and share their and answer questions. And I quickly realized, like, hey, this is something that fits a lot of what I'm looking to do. It's something, as you talk about, to get out of bed, element of it. It's something I want to get out of bed for. I want to do something my boys could learn a lot from. And hopefully I get to obviously hire some people and build some relationships and help other people develop. So that's where it triggered for me. Just learning more about the business model, being a student and studying each franchise you brought to me and just being honest with myself, like, hey, man, this is something that I was hesitant at first, but this really fits what I want to do. And I actually shared some of the podcasts with my family at the Grounds. I mean, that you've done in the past, along with some of the conversations I had with the Grounds guys, and they all were like, "This is something that seems very exciting." So It was. I didn't realize it that I would end up with the one I rolled my eyes at because I just. but yeah, I mean it's man, it's exciting and it fits a lot of what I've done in the past as far as just working with you know, allowing myself to cross functionally sell and being supported by a lot of resources. So I'm very excited. But yeah, that's kind of how I landed on it.
Yeah, I need to start placing bets with people on the eye roll to see how I can do on that. But no, right. and it's the people coming out of the corporate world. Corporate world is industry is everything when you're in the search, right? And then you start looking at franchises and you think it has to be, well, this is what I've done. No. You've been in that industry. It's not what you've done. It's not who you are, right?
Right.
And the biggest differentiators are not things that are on somebody's resume or on their LinkedIn profile. One of the biggest things as we went through this was the team, right? And we looked at one other franchise that I introduced to you that you liked, but wasn't as much of a team aspect to it. And one you had looked at a couple of years prior, Grounds Guys is part of a parent company called Neighborly, which is the biggest home service kind of, they're like 17, 18 franchisors. You had looked at one of their Grounds Guys sister franchises, but it was a different staffing model. And so that ability for you, what we realized is you wanted to have a team. You wanted to have a team you could really train and mentor and develop. And that would have never been on a resume bullet point for you, that you like that type of team, but that ended up being a huge piece of it, right, as we go through this. And then just talk a little bit about the Grounds Guys and some of the things, you know, you and I have talked about this, some of the support and the infrastructure. You're in training right now, and I know we're going to have to hop off here in a couple minutes because you actually have to go to a training session with them, and I don't want them mad at me because you're late. but talk a little bit about just kind of like, I guess maybe the support and some of the things you were essentially kind of blown away by the Grounds Guys.
Absolutely. No, that has been amazing to me. And that's something that I look forward to, right? A lot of, you know, a lot of people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And I got to say, since day one of being introduced to John and his leadership team, they have walked the walk and I continue to see that. And so I've been very excited. I mean, I enjoyed the fact that they wanted my wife to be a part of the decision, even though she was like, this is yours, you do it. But they engaged her and she was extremely impressed during Discovery Day and Meet the Team Day. And so, but yeah, I mean, the marketing team, 115 team members just on marketing alone, and me being a sales guy, you know, I mean, I want to do other things. I know I'll wear multiple hats within this business, right? So I want to, it's reassuring to have that kind of support from a marketing standpoint to be able to help me bring clients. And now I just go out and continue to get to know those clients and sell the business. But the support has been amazing. I have a franchise business coach that I'll be introduced to later this week who will help me throughout the process at no cost. You know, it's included. At any time as I open up or go through and continue to run this business, that contact will be there to support me and help me create that business plan. I have a meeting next week with the marketing team who will help me create my marketing plan. And the goal is to not start marketing when I open. It's to start marketing a couple of weeks prior to my opening. So I walk into having some business set up for me. So, and then my trainer, my first start coordinator, what they refer to, I mean, we meet weekly, every Friday, we've had conversations and it's just, I mean, she provides a recap and we talk about things that she can take off my plate or help me as she still knows that I'm currently full-time employed in my corporate environment. So, I mean, it's just been amazing. And again, it was something that as I had conversations and did research in the past, you know, that was one of the things that friends of mine who've owned franchises pointed out, like, hey, man, it's a great opportunity as long as you have the right support. And the Grounds Guys support has just been mind-blowing. And I, every time I get off these training calls, I go talk to my wife, and she's just shocked as well. I mean, we're already forecasting what I need to do over the next 12 months once I get my doors open. And so it's exciting and very appreciative for the support and looking forward to continue to partner and grow the business together.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's it's overwhelming, right? The amount of support franchises have. And I think Grounds Guys and Neighborly's, they're like support on steroids, right? And so you're hoping to be open in July, Northeast Atlanta kind of suburb area. Let's see how you're doing on this. I'm sure as you know, this podcast is listened to by literally tens of people every week. Maybe one of them is in Northeast Atlanta. Give us a pitch. What is Grounds Guys? What do you do? Tell us.
Oh man, you put me on the spot.
I did.
So let's see. Grounds Guys, we're a full service landscaping company. We take care of not only landscaping, but hardscapes, weed and fertilization treatments. Even during the wintertime when you may need assistance with holiday lights, snow removal, which we may not have much in the South, but we sometimes get our serving of ice. So we can help with that. Irrigation systems, gutters, artificial turf. I've realized that we can pretty much take care of anything outside of your residential or commercial facility. So really looking forward to being able to help with anything when it comes to even special projects, whether it's building a deck or having a fire pit built in your backyard. It's things that, all those things we can help out with and would look for it and love an opportunity to come out and speak with you and learn more about what your needs are when it comes to your grounds outside of your home or your commercial facility.
And unfortunately for me, Pima, Arizona is not in your territory. Otherwise, be in my backyard right now. So
I would be there. I would be there.
big old job. So I do want you to know the gauntlet has been thrown down. This has happened a couple of times in 6.5 years, but you and another Fran Coach client were at the exact same Meet the Team Day for Grounds Guys, mm-hmm. in the same training. His podcast was a week before yours, right? And so mm-hmm. on that podcast, he basically threw down the gauntlet and said he was going to be Rookie of the Year for Grounds Guys. So... any thoughts on that, Barry? What are we thinking here for this?
I know Brandon, man, and I appreciate Brandon because I know he served in the military, so I appreciate his service, but I have to get him on this one. I'm in sales, and I'm very competitive. I play sports, so, man, I'm glad he set the bar high because now it's make sure you schedule a podcast a year from now so we can come on and share those thoughts of who
done.
But no, man, I wish all the success, obviously, to Brandon. I know we'll both do well, man, and I'm looking forward to chasing that crown with him.
Well, yeah, I'm going for a tie, and then definitely have you both on next year to talk about that, or invite me to
absolutely
wherever the award ceremony is. That'd be even better. So, man, I appreciate your time. I want to fire one last question at you.
Sure.
So imagine somebody out there is doing what you're doing, what you did a few months ago. You're thinking about this. You're doing some research. You stumble across this amazing podcast with a fantastic host and then, you know, his guest, Barry. And Barry's saying, you know, what would you share with somebody who's kind of sitting there where you were a few months ago, thinking about looking at franchise ownership and not sure if they should take that step? What would you want to tell them?
I would say definitely, make the call, you know, have a conversation with you. I used to always think business ownership and franchising was so expensive, right? And that I didn't know how I was going to fund it. And there's so many options that I've learned about and a lot of resources you shared with me that helped me walk through the whole process when it comes to funding a business. But I just would say, don't think that it's out of reach. If it's a passion that you want to do, if it's something you want to do for your family or yourself, like pick up the phone, have a call with you or, you know, do some research. And it's not as far-fetched as you may think. There are a lot of options now and things have evolved and changed and you can help navigate through that process. And I just would definitely pick the phone up and have an initial call and go after your dream, go after what you want. Don't let anything deter you. It's in closer reach than you really think. So I would definitely take the steps and not hesitate to explore your dream if that's what it is.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the biggest things. It is so much more attainable than people realize. It's not all McDonald's and Taco Bells. There are things out there. There are funding options. You're using one of our partners, Fran Fond, and the ROBS program. And with Tara Thomas did a podcast with us a few weeks ago talking about that. It's an amazing program that most people don't even know exists. And it's a very easy way to kind of fund your dream and create that lifestyle that you're looking for. So seriously, man, Barry, thanks so much for coming on. I know you're going to be a huge success. I know you got to hop on to do some training so you can be the huge success. but thanks so much for coming on today and talking to everybody.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for everything. And absolutely, man. Look forward to staying in touch with you.
So no, same here. And for all of our loyal podcast listeners, we hope the Franchising 101 series continues to provide insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. If you haven't subscribed, follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms. We got a cool new podcast website, literally franchising101podcast.net. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a franchise owner, find us there, set up a brief call. There's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a great day, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.